The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. It's Andy Brownell, Saturday morning on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Have you fully recovered from your busy day last Sunday with the customer appreciation party?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a week. I tell you, it has been a week. But I am trying to stay as energetic and upbeat as possible because I have just had – I've been flying high all week. Our customer – our client appreciation event, rather, was amazing. And thank you so much for coming. That just
I wouldn't miss it.
And I don't know. I feel like every year it's amazing, and every year it just gets better.
You had a really nice crowd there.
Oh, I honestly think we were at somewhere between 250 and 300. And it just was awesome because we converted it, or we compacted it down from 3 hours in previous years to 2 hours. And we did that because the team is there for a good 2 hours before the party starts to get everything set up. And then we stay for another hour to clean up. So that's an additional 3 hours. So we cut it down from 6 hours to 5 hours. But I think it was great because most people came and stayed the entire 2 hours. And we had enough going on that the 2 hours, once the people came, felt like 30 minutes to me. I mean, it just flew by. So we were doing drawing for a door prize every 15 minutes. And they would say, Robin, go, it's time to draw again. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 15 minutes already. And so then, of course we had the Olympics going on and the kids were doing their races and getting their medals. And oh, they had fun with that.
And the bingo people were gathered in the shade under the trees.
And
they were pretty serious.
I had 40 gift cards for games of bingo and they weren't able to use them all. So I think they played like 34 games of bingo nonstop. And Gail said that some people sat down and were there the entire 2 hours, yeah, which is awesome. So people had stuff to do. And we even had, I don't know if you caught it or not, but we even had a football toss contest for the adults. And I loved it. One of my clients who's well into his 60s gave it a hurl and I loved it. So yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. Got to see so many people, you know, recent clients, but also some clients from the far past, which always warms my heart. So loved it, loved it, loved it. I'm already looking forward to next year's party.
And it was a beautiful summer day.
Perfect. We get so lucky. The last 2 years, they predicted rain, and both years we skated through. But this year, it was just exactly what they predicted. Perfect picnic weather. So, yeah, it was amazing. And the new additions, the Flap Doodles ice cream truck was a huge hit. The balloon guy, and this is a fun little tidbit. The balloon guy is a past client of mine, Bob Kurland. He's a retired orthopedic surgeon from Olmsted.
I know who he is, sure.
Oh, you know Bob? Okay. And so he was my client. That's how I met him. Well, actually, I met him when he was my dad's shoulder surgeon a while back, but then he became my client. And so when I called him, he said, well, I really only do it for charitable events. And I said, well, what about you name a charity, I make a donation, you do it. He said, deal. Well, that was awesome. Perfect. And then our face painters were a huge hit. We had a little booth set up for testimonials with a $200 gift card to the best testimonial. And we're going to have an outsider vote because there's so many great testimonials. So that's still on my list of things to do. And we had our grand prize giveaway. Adam Kastner was our winner, and he is not only my client, but his sister's been my client, his parents have been my client, so I was so excited when he won, and he gets to pick a dream vacation out of our long list of places through our Inspirato vacation club, and then he got to walk away that day with $1,000 in Delta gift cards, so he was thrilled.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he was. A great
it was a great day all around. Fun, fun, fun.
And I confess to you. Oh, go ahead.
Well, you would have think you tell me what you confessed to me.
No, I was just going to say, I confessed to you earlier that despite everybody in my family being Flap Noodles fanatics, I had never had one of their cones until your party.
And
I can see why they are fanatics.
They are great. Yeah, so they will definitely be an add-on from here moving forward, along with the balloons and along with the face painting, because those were all three big hits. So, yeah, let's just keep adding to make the party more and more fun each year. And I loved the fact that it was during the Olympics and we could do the medals because, oh, the kids loved them. Yeah, so that might have to stay, too. Anyway, it was a blast. You think I would have then gone home and taken it easy on Monday, but
yeah,
no.
I would have been pretty tired after seeing you run around that day.
I was headed to the airport by 6 a.m. Monday morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I went to San Diego for a two-day conference with Brian Buffini, and that was amazing. I've been to a lot of conferences between my 15 years at Coldwell Banker and my now 10 years at RE/MAX. I have probably done, on average, two conferences a year. So probably 50 conferences at least. And this one, by far, best conference I've ever been to. So it was a real last-minute decision. I had so much going on. I wasn't sure I should do it, but I did. I followed my gut, and I went. And, oh, my God, I can't wait to tell you about it.
Well, tell me about it.
Okay. All right. Well, we had... First of all, Brian Buffini, if you don't know much about him, he is from Ireland. He grew up in a family of like six children. They lived in a small house. They had no money, but they were a very happy family. He came to the United States along with one of his brothers, got into real estate, did quite well, was one of the first realtors to start a real estate team many, many years ago, moved on from real estate into real estate coaching, moved on from real estate coaching into just life coaching. He coached realtors, he coaches all walks of life, but he's just the most inspirational, just highly motivating, positive guy. Amazing man. If you've never listened to him, he does a podcast, and his podcasts, he interviews the most interesting people, and his podcasts bring me to tears. I mean, he's just really a real genuine guy. Just to give you an idea, he and his wife have six kids of their own, and they were all in the front row of the audience with significant others, spouses, fiancés, boyfriends, whatever. And he had an aunt or an uncle there, and his brother, who was his CEO of his company, was there, and his family. So it's very much a family-oriented business and just authentic. Oh, really, really good. So watch his podcast, Brian Buffini. I talk about him on this show a lot because I talk about his bold predictions, you know, what he sees happening right in the market. And he's just really, really, really smart. So he had a lot of, you know, interesting facts about the market and where we're headed. But mostly this conference was about motivation. So he had four speakers that were out of this world. The first one was the guy, he and his brother created the Life is Good t-shirts. And to hear his story and to hear the story of how that t-shirt line developed and grew and what it has become and all the good that they do with the money that they make, oh, so good. And then after him was this amazing woman who had really wanted to be a writer. She wrote a book. She failed. She was sure she was just going to give it up, and her husband encouraged her to try again, and she said, no, I'm not going to do it. Well, then she started a podcast. She became like, she went from 50 hits to 5,000 hits to 500,000 hits to now 6 million hits. I mean, no, she's,
wow,
she's amazingly popular. And so she took a stab at another book. It's called Cues, C-U-E-S, and it's all about how we carry ourselves, our body language, our attitude, how when we walk into a room, we either inject the room full of positive energy or we suck it out, right? And we did these little, like this little quiz, the whole audience on the screen. Do people perceive you as being warm or do people perceive you as being competent? And what people really need when they meet you is to see the warmth and the competency. So if you kind of have some of both, then people are drawn to you and they can trust you quickly. And I thought about the people in my life and I thought, wow, this is really true stuff and good stuff, right? So that was awesome. Then the next day, those were the speakers on the first day, in addition to Brian and his daughter, Anna, who was just in the Olympics for horse racing. She got knocked out early because her horse did something bad. But anyway, she was amazing because she, you know, she's been training for 20 years for the Olympics and it was over like that. But she's going to be back in 2024 and just, no pun intended, get back up on that horse. But she is, she was so inspiring. And it can, you can see she was raised by just phenomenal parents. I mean, she was so impressive as a young girl. And then the next day we had Eric Weinhammer. You've probably heard about him. I watched a documentary on him once. He literally is blind, completely blind, and climbed Mount Everest. And he also kayaked 277 miles through the Grand Canyon, through the rapids, the white water. I mean, everything. Blind.
I have heard of him, yeah.
Oh, my God. He was something else. And then the last guy was a guy that became a, he became addicted to drugs. He became a burglar and a big time burglar because he was into crystal meth and he would rob houses to buy more drugs. And then eventually he got big time and he had a whole ring of criminals with him and they would rob houses, rob stores, rob whatever. And they would get money to buy drugs. Well, then they started getting more drugs and selling drugs. And he became kind of a really bad guy. And he had a great story. He was just a great kid who grew up in Texas, was a outstanding football player, was starting quarterback of his high school team for 3 years, went to college on a scholarship, graduated from college. He was a bright guy. But, you know, drugs just literally took him down a completely different road. And he was sentenced when they finally caught up with him, and they always do, right?
Yeah.
He was sentenced to 65 years in prison, which he was paroled after 7 years, and he told his story about why he was paroled, and then he talked about the choices he had to make, and oh, my God. I cried for 2 days. You know, every one of these speakers was just so inspiring. I sometimes felt like a slug. I was like, wow, these people are amazing. But it was good. It was really good. His book that he wrote is called Coffee Bean. And I have to just quickly tell you, do we have time before we break or not?
Well, go ahead. We can shift.
All right. So he said a guy that he met in prison told him, you know, when you come into prison, the choice is yours. He said, you just think about prison as a pot of boiling water and you can be a carrot. And if a carrot gets put into a pot of boiling water, it will eventually become mush. You can become an egg, and if an egg becomes or gets put into a pot of boiling water, it will eventually become hard. And if you are a coffee bean and you get put into boiling water, you will basically turn the water into coffee. So you will be improving the environment around you, and then you'll come out the same as you were when you went in.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so he wrote a book called Coffee Bean. So I would say I've ordered both books, Q's and Coffee Bean, and can't wait to read them. So yeah, it was an inspiring 2 days, and sure, I came back exhausted, and Thursday and Friday were long, exhausting days, but here I am with bells on. I'm good.
All right. I love the last person you spoke about, the man who went through the drug ordeal in prison. I love stories of redemption like that.
Oh, it was so good. So good.
All right. Now, we do have to take that break. So we'll do that quickly and return in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. To Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, our Saturday morning chats. And you came back from a California conference with, oh my gosh, amazing list of inspirational speakers. But did you talk at all about real estate?
We did. I want to tell you some of the fun facts that he did tell us about real estate. You'll love this one. For every $100 that you spent in real estate in 1980, that each $100 is now worth $13,000.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a stat.
Isn't that something? And, of course, we all know that prices continue to go up. The average home price nationwide right now is $400,000. And his prediction is that in 5 years from now, the average home price will be $485,000. So that is quite a climb, and it just keeps going that way, right? So, as I always say, real estate is an amazing investment. It always has been. It always will be. And it's just that bank account you can live in, right? What's more important than having that? So it was, I was so fired up, not only because of the inspirational speakers, but because of all the facts that Brian Buffini has said. And to watch him and his growth and his family's growth, and all because he believed in investing in real estate and teaching other people how to do that and how to make wise choices. And he did that by being a realtor, by helping people make good investments, buying the right houses and, you know, selling them at the right time or keeping them for the long haul. You know, $100, each $100 in 1980 when he was selling real estate is now worth, you know, $13,000. So yeah, amazing. Yeah, it was great. It was, I came back super pumped up. I think no matter what profession you work in, you got to do those things, because when you get busy and you start to feel bogged down and there's so much negative around you and going on, and oh, the real estate market and the interest rates, and now they've got this lawsuit and now you don't pay the realtors anymore, and what, you know, it's just a lot of noise. And so, you know, let me tell you another fun fact he told us. Okay. So that big NAR lawsuit, that, you know, they were going to save all of these consumers that got so ripped off because realtors ripped them off, right? So there's this big NAR lawsuit saying that commissions are supposed to be negotiable, but realtors fix them and, you know, they shouldn't do that. So they did this big lawsuit to save all these people. Do you know how much each plaintiff in that lawsuit got?
No, I have no idea.
$26.40.
Class
but action. Do you know how many millions those attorneys got? Lots of
it. Yeah.
Lots and lots. Oh, that whole thing is so crazy.
What kills me about the whole thing, too, is that you can shop around. You can look around and try to find somebody who has a cheaper commission. That's up to you. But the old axiom comes into play as well. You get what you pay for.
Right. Well, unfortunately, what's going to happen now is, you know, people just hear tidbits, and then some realtors understand it and are really good at conveying the changes. Others, not so much. So some are actually going to go in and they're going to tell sellers, well, now you only have to pay me. So let's list for 2.5 or let's list for 3 or whatever it is that agent charges, because again, it's not a fixed price. It's negotiable, right? And so they're going to talk about what you have to pay me, but they're going to forget to tell those sellers, there's a good chance that when the offer comes in, the agent is also going to be writing in there that you're going to pay them for representing their buyer. Well, if you don't set the sellers up for that, if I don't set the sellers up for that, the sellers are going to be like, woohoo, I only have to pay 3%. And then an offer is going to come and the agent's going to write in there, oh, and by the way, you'll pay 3% to our agent to represent us. And the seller's going to be like up in arms. No, no, I don't want to. I don't want that offer. Well, unfortunately, that buyer already has to come up with their down payment. They already have to come up with their closing costs. And now they're going to have to come up with the money to pay their agent. It's never been done that way. And that seller, when they become a buyer, they're going to be happy that the seller is paying their commission. So the bottom line is, it's still going to be done the way it's always been done. It's just that the paperwork is going to look different, and we're not going to be putting that compensation in the MLS, because that's one of the things that came out of the lawsuit. So it's true. If I'm representing a buyer, I am going to have to write in the contract what I expect to get paid. So anybody who's representing sellers just needs to continue to tell sellers. And if you are a seller and you're listening to this show, still be prepared to pay that commission for the buyer, because that's what's going to be asked and expected. And do you have to? No, you don't have to. But will buyers walk away because they don't have the money to pay the agent the commission? and they want to go somewhere where they are going to get paid, absolutely. Or will buyers now bring a lesser offer because they're going to have to reserve some of their funds to pay their agent? Absolutely. So it's not like magically you only have to pay half the commission and realtors who represent buyers are just going to work for free. I mean, doesn't that even sound stupid?
Well, the whole thing is amazing to me because this is, I always thought that's the way it worked all along, right? And you told me before that's the way you've operated for 20 some years. But you're also telling me that in some parts of the country, that's not the case.
Well, even in our, here in our market, there are some agents that it doesn't matter what profession you are. There are going to be people who are excellent at what they do. People who are good at what they do, people who are average at what they do, and people who are just downright not that great. And, you know, every market has it. So I'd say it's never been a more important time to make sure that when you are calling someone to list your house, you are going to call somebody that can explain to you very clearly how this all is going to roll out and what is going to change and what isn't. Most importantly, what isn't going to change. And then everything's going to keep moving forward. And the good news is our fall market, which we are coming up on because, dang, it's already August. This is nuts.
Well,
our fall market is going to be our spring market because our interest rates are already going down. We're already seeing more contracts, and it's just going to keep going that way.
Tell you what, let's talk about that when we return from the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. It's News Talk 1340, KROC AM at 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We are back. News Talk 1340, KROC AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. We went into the break and you quickly mentioned some positive trends concerning real estate, especially the interest rates. I saw the headlines as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we are definitely seeing an uptick in contracts. You know, people are out there. People are regaining their confidence. And what's going to happen, guys, is prices are going to start going up. And so you're going to say, dang it, I wish I wouldn't have waited. Just marry the house. Find the house now. Buy it. The rates are hovering right around 6% or a little under. If they get back to 5 and you want to refinance, go ahead. But in the meantime, don't wait for the prices to go up. Just let's get out there and find your house, all right?
So, absolutely. And as you said, right now, it's more of a, I'm not going to say leisurely pace, but a lot more leisurely than it will be
more
when the demand
sane.
Kicks
it's
up.
Definitely more sane. Absolutely.
Okay. So what's happening in the market nowadays? Locally,
so let me give you a little look at the market report. Okay. Currently, there are 176 sales pending in the market overall, leaving 329 listings still for sale. So that result pending ratio is 34.9%. So you might be asking yourself, what exactly does that mean? The pending ratio indicates the supply and demand of the market. So specifically, a high ratio means that listings are in demand and quickly going to contract. A low ratio means there aren't enough qualified buyers for the existing supply. Well, the truth is there just aren't enough buyers in the market, but they're starting to jump in, right? So that pending ratio is going to go back to 50%. Pretty quickly, I'll bet you within the next two market reports that I do on the show, we'll be back hovering around 50%, and then we'll start tipping the other way again. So trust me when I say now is the time. So our current inventory is described as mildly active, or in Andy's and mine words, a sane market. You can go out there. You can maybe ask for the seller to pay some of your concessions. You can ask for your inspection. If you find things wrong with the house, you can even ask the seller to address those items. I mean, there's still some room to negotiate. So it's a great time to buy a house. Taking a closer look, I can tell you that the 200 to 300 price range has a relatively large number of contracts pending. Well, that's nothing new. I'm pretty sure I say that every time. And I can also tell you that there's quite a few inventory. There's still 74 listings between 200 and 300,000, which is amazing. So that's the price range that a lot of buyers are in. The median list price for all the properties that we currently have listed is $439,900. And of course, that number gets skewed by some of those high-end listings, sure, right? But the fact that we have 74 listings between 200 and 300, which is our most popular price range, is definitely a good thing.
Yeah, we haven't. I don't remember in the past 6-8 months where we've seen that number in that price range.
Days on market is an important number. Active listings have been on the market for a median time of 37 days. Sold properties reveal that the average or the median sold price has been $325,000 with 11 days on the market. And the properties between 300 and 400 are the ones that have sold the quickest over the last 6 months. Again, pretty obvious. That's the most popular price point. That's where most of our buyers are. And what I will tell you is the good ones are still selling really quickly. And when I say really quickly, I'm saying if your house sells in 30 days or less, that's quickly. Yeah, it's not the 2 days or 2 hours that we were looking at during the, you know, crazy real estate times, but if you put your house on the market and within 30 days you are under contract, I'd say that's moving really swiftly and really, again, at a really good pace because you have time to pack your stuff, you know, organize, get ready, do all the things it takes to get, you know, to the next place. So it's good. It's really good, guys. And since the recent days on market is greater than the median days on the market, that says demand is a little bit down, but that's only because we have more listings and buyers are still hovering and waiting. It doesn't affect the value of the property. That's the most important thing. The median list to sales ratio for our area is still 99.5%. So don't get this idea that because a house has been on the market 30 days, you can now come and get it for 70% of what they're asking. That's not realistic. And hopefully you're working with somebody professional that's giving you this data, educating you to make good decisions and setting you up for success. Because real estate transactions can be immensely stressful. Okay. Whether you're selling or buying, if you don't have good partners, you know, good lender, good closing company, good agents helping you through this, it's like climbing the mountain without a Sherpa. Okay. You don't want to do it.
Okay. So I actually, I know a good Sherpa.
Oh, great. I'll go by that.
I don't know if you've been called a Sherpa before.
No, probably not. Well, I'll tell you right now, I'm climbing mountains, but I'll help you with any real estate transaction you want to do.
How do you get a hold of Robin Gwaltney?
Absolutely. Please feel free to call me on my cell phone at any time. And that number is 507-259-4926. And trust me when I say that if I don't answer it, it's only because I'm helping somebody else on another call. But leave me a message and I promise you I will call you back.
All right, Robin, you have a great rest of the weekend. And we'll talk to you again next Saturday right here. Thank you so much.
Great.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.